As the need for public transit on Oahu increases, ridership on the bus, which is once regarded as one of the best systems of its kind in the country, is declining. The numbers are startling and reflect a national trend. They also raise questions about the future effectiveness of Honolulu's yet-to-be-completed rail system. Civil Beat reporter Marcel Honore has been looking at the numbers and has that story in today's Reality Check. Good morning.
Morning, Chris. Good to be with you.
It seems paradoxical, doesn't it? We've been hearing about the need for mass transit, and yet fewer people are riding the bus. What's going on?
Well, there's a few things at play here. I talked to Roger Morton, who heads OTS, which runs the bus for the the city, yesterday, and he, like other people, he points to in a good economy where you have lower fuel costs, you do tend to see ridership generally take a dip. But there are other unique factors at play here in this particular downturn. You have the ride-hailing companies, Uber and Lyft. Although it's not entirely clear at this point exactly what impact those ride-hailing companies are having.
Yeah.
But interestingly, you also have visitor trips and tourists are taking a bit of a dive on the bus. Apparently they're renting more cars. They're using those private trolleys that you see. Apparently those are flourishing more and more. Outside Waikiki, Kaka'ako, Kaimuki, those areas. And also college students are not using the bus in the same numbers, and that reflects some general downturns in enrollment on the island as well.
You know, the Uber and Lyft aren't going to stop growing, right? That seems to be a rapidly expanding sector of the economy. So what chances is there that this trend is going to reverse?
Well, you know, you talk to Roger and you talk to other analysts. You know, I talked to Shem Lawler, who's at Blue Planet and studies a lot of this pretty closely. Mm-hmm. They are confident that you will see things eventually turn around. And if you look at the data, going back to at least 93, and Shem would even point further back to 72, we really see a boom and bust cycles as far as the ridership. So, you know, if you look at the historical trends, yes, we are in a downturn. Yes, there are, specific reasons for this particular downturn. But you talk to them, they are optimistic that things will eventually turn around.
Is the institution of the bus, able to keep up with, new buses, repairs, keeping its fleet kind of as modern as the riders might want?
Well, I know they've had, as far as the actual bus fleet, that's a good question. I'm not entirely sure. But they have had issues with that with the handy van in the past, mm-hmm. and trying to keep up with maintenance and operation. But they are having challenges keeping up with capacity. Despite the declining numbers, the bus remains one of the most heavily utilized, if not the most heavily utilized, if you look at certain ways to measure it, systems in the country. So they really do, despite the declining numbers, they really do have their challenges keeping up with the demand.
Well, because it does seem as if resources are going toward the future rail system rather than the current bus system. I wonder if there's some competition for funding in those areas.
Yeah, resources are always, tax resources are always finite on the island. What Roger and Shem will both say is once rail comes online, and I know this remains a polarizing and a controversial issue, but once it comes online, it should take some of the strain off the bus and even help it to run better. Rail critics, on the other hand, they'll point to the declining numbers and say this could spell trouble for rail ridership and our ability to pay for that system.
Well, it'll be amply studied when the time comes, Marcel. Thanks very much for checking in with us.
Thanks for having me.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat, today featuring reporter Marcel Honore.